Here on WGN, we're excited about the auto show, which is happening right now at McCormick Place. Started, I believe, this past weekend, right? And it's going to be going here till the 16th. Jen Morand joins us now. Jen, hello. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You're the GM of this thing. What an undertaking it is every year in Chicago. We're thrilled it's here, though. Maybe what are one or two of the highlights that you're really excited about this year?
Yes. Well, there's so much to see and do at the Chicago Auto Show. So if you're in the market to shop, we have roughly 500 brand new vehicles that are gracing the show floor. But there's also plenty of other experiences to be had as well. It's hard to pick just two, really it is, but we are showcasing a brand new area this year called Chi-Town Alley, which is all about the car enthusiast. So if you're not in the market to shop, but you want to see some really cool cars, they're customized builds and low riders and exotics, then definitely check out that area. Along that same vein, we also have our supercar gallery back this year, which is located right adjacent from that. But what I would want to note is we do have a new track that it features gas-powered and hybrid vehicles. So people might remember the EV track that we've had. We still have that, but we are also highlighting hybrid and gas-powered vehicles as well, so people can ride along indoors on those tracks.
I love that. Do you guys have any data, and sorry to put you on the spot here, about how many people like buy a car within a couple months or X amount of months after going to the auto show? I've gone a couple times simply just to look at cool stuff, mm-hmm. but not to buy. I never really thought about it, and this is silly of me. Oh, I might be buying a car soon. What do I want to look at? That's just not how my brain works when I come to the auto show. But I imagine that is on people's brains when they go there.
Absolutely. Well, I can share that 85% of the people who come to the auto show are influenced by the auto show. It influences their purchase decision. Oh. I don't have the exact statistics on the amount of people, but we do know anecdotally from our dealers, we're a dealer association year round, that they receive a huge spike in traffic that does come usually in the spring and summer months. And it's a result of the Chicago Auto Show. It really kicks off the spring selling season here in Chicago. And people come out not even thinking they might need a new car, but once they experience it, we also have outdoor test drives. So when people jump behind the wheel, they can actually test drive these vehicles on city streets too. It's just incredible. It's just a great way to cross shop and compare. And everything's all under one roof. You know, you can talk to the product specialist and ask questions. It's a very low pressure, no pressure environment whatsoever. And it's just a great time to get out of the house and shake off the winter blues with the family.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like bright inside. I mean, not only because the lighting's good, but the reflection off the cars themselves, right? I feel like I've walked on to like the Price is Right or something. Every car is clean so perfectly. Yeah. There's just something nice about it. When you walk in, it just feels so different than the streets that are filled with the snow and the ice and the cars. I'm kicking off underneath my wheel well right now. To walk in and see a clean car is amazing.
Isn't that so true? I'm actually standing looking out my office window over the show floor right now, and everything is sparkling and pristine. I mean, it is just amazing to see. People are excited. It just feels like, you know, it feels like the event is back. You know, we went through the pandemic and there were some hard times there, but the excitement is here. There's tons of activities. We even have a family zone that kids can come out and test drive their own power wheels. So, you know, while the parents are test driving outside on city streets, the kids can put the vehicles to the test too. Lots of entertainment and fun for the whole family.
I got an 11-month-old. Don't know if he meets the height qualification yet. You'll have to let me know. Maybe next year. Jen, I got to ask because, you know, we are keeping our cars longer and longer. Part of that's a byproduct of that they are better than they used to be, and we can do that. Part of it's affordability, right? The price of a new car is certainly high. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Is affordability a conversation that happens at the auto show, or is that not something that happens at the auto show?
Oh, it absolutely does. It ranges from, you know, anywhere from like $20,000 and up to, you know, a million. We have some, you know, exotics in the supercar gallery, for example. So absolutely, affordability is part of the question and the conversation here at the auto show. And what's great is that many of the vehicles that are on the show floor, manufacturers will tie vehicle incentives to them. So, you know, incentivizing people to buy sooner post auto show. So people might remember the auto show cash. Not all of the manufacturers do that. Some do. They're starting to come back though, you know, which is great because There's offers on these vehicles, and it just depends on the make and model, of course. But, you know, manufacturers are making, definitely there are more affordable vehicles. EVs are still a little bit higher in price, in my opinion, but those are starting to come down a little bit. So definitely just a great place to kind of cross shop and compare, especially if you're, you know, thinking about a sedan or SUV, truck, you know, large SUV, compact. I mean, everything here is at the show.
I feel like 8 or 9 years ago, if I wanted an EV, it was a Tesla, right? That's your only option.
Yep.
Now, it's everyone has an EV out there. So whether we're still going to buy them as much as we have in the last couple of years, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, there's tax credits and implications that have gone back and forth a little bit as we've changed around. But EV is still a big focus for a lot of people when they walk in the door.
Yeah, you know, it is. We have 8 different brands on our electric vehicle track called Chicago Drives Electric, so people can actually experience those vehicles. And many are surprised to learn how quick they are and quiet. So that's really an experience for people who might be considering an EV. But, you know, what's great, and you mentioned the federal incentives that, you know, dissipated back in the fall. You know, now there is more of a shift, a reshift, I guess, refocus back to hybrids and also you know, just your good old gas-powered vehicles. So we did add that track this year as well because people are kind of, okay, well, now if there's not an incentive tied to this purchase, I might reconsider. Maybe that's not this year, but maybe it could be, you know, years down the road once they come back, depending on, you know, what the administration decides. But yes, EVs are definitely a focus, of course. But what's great is that you can experience them indoors, but you can also test drive them outdoors as well. We have a handful of manufacturers that are featuring vehicles outside. Tesla is here, of course. You know, you can test drive Tesla, but there's many other opportunities to test drive other brands as well.
This is a stupid question. Here we go. So we talked about how clean the cars are. Is there like ever a tutorial that they have, a video anywhere or a display on how I could ever get my car to look like that if I was cleaning it at home?
Isn't that true? If you find one, let me know, because I definitely need that, especially where we live in Chicago.
Yes.
With the snow and the sleet. But, you know, we have professional detailers here that come in, believe it or not, overnight and every morning and make sure that the cars are shining and sparkling. So when people come through those doors, you know, at 10 a.m. when the show opens each day, they are ready to go for the public. And what's great about the Chicago Auto Show, they do need to do that every night and every morning because people can touch the vehicles. They can get in the vehicles. You know, it's very much an experiential show in that manner. They're not, you know, many of them are all open. You can get in, you can play with the infotainment system, you know, learn about the safety technologies. So, you know, it's definitely a hands-on show.
I love that. Yeah, a lot of great detailers in the area. Not trying to take their job from them. They do great work. And let's be honest, I wouldn't be able to do it anyway. So, okay, $20 for adults, $15 for seniors and kids as well, 4 to 12. If you're under 3, the kid gets in free. Goes through the 16th. Anything else you want us to know? We got 20 seconds left.
Well, we have 2 events that are coming up. So tomorrow is Automotive Career Day. So if people want to come in, there's a special $10 ticket, learn about careers in the automotive industry. And then Friday is our Friday Night Flights, a craft beer event that we sample local brews throughout the show floor. So both of them are a lot of fun in different ways.
ChicagoAutoShow.com for all the ticket information, by the way. Jen, I appreciate you coming on last minute. I just had to get you on and talk about it this week, okay?
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.